Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. With the Lord's help, we will conclude the message I've been sharing on dreams, visions from eternity. And we've covered a lot of ground, but there is still a little more I'd like to share with you on the subject of hope. Hope will cause you and I to triumph over difficulties. Psalm 71 and 14 says, "But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more." Well, I suppose a very good question to ask is, how can we obtain hope? Well, there are some scripture references I'd like to share with you. We can obtain hope through the message of the gospel. Colossians 1 and 23 says, "If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel." The gospel itself is a message of hope. It is good news. And of course, hope is obtained through grace. Now the Lord Jesus Christ Himself hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. That's Paul speaking to the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verse 16. He's saying Jesus has given us eternal consolation. He's given us good hope through grace. And may, because of that, may He comfort our hearts and may He establish us in every good word and work. And also, again, the Word of God, it's the Lord who imparts hope through patience and comfort of the Scriptures. Let me share a specific Scripture found in Romans, the 15th chapter, verse 4. "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." Praise God. So, we see that hope is related to faith. Hebrews 11 and 1, that marvelous passage on the heroes of the faith, begins by saying, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith, beloved, releases the power of God to change circumstances. Now, in order to walk by faith, you have to have hope. Hope is a goal setter. Why don't some people ever seem to achieve anything? Well, they never set goals, or they allow the enemy to steal and destroy their hopes. Hope sets the goal, and faith obtains the goal. Faith will add substance to your hope. If you don't have any hope, then you have nothing for your faith to obtain. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The high calling of God is the abundant life in Jesus, a life that is victorious in every situation and circumstance. Hope is a work of the Holy Spirit. We find in Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 5, which declares, "For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." And it is through God's Holy Spirit that He will stir up hope in our hearts, just as He quickens faith that He has imparted. In fact, I'd like to stop for a moment, if I may, and speak to those who seem, if you were really honest, you feel like you don't have hope anymore. And I have known in my life what it is to feel so down that you feel that you felt like you didn't have hope anymore. Now, your natural mind might say, well, I know, I guess that's not true. But as far as your heart, as far as what you're feeling, it feels like hope has just vanished. And so if you're a person that needs God, the Holy Spirit, to impart that work of hope in your spirit, please join me in prayer. Father, I thank you for every listener, but Lord, you have those that you've caused to listen to the broadcast today that are in desperate need of having hope resurrected in their hearts. Lord, they've been cruelly crushed by circumstances. The enemy has come in like a flood. Lord, their most cherished dreams and desires seem to have just taken wings and flown. Lord, they feel so low, and only you, Lord, can breathe a fresh breath of refreshing on them. Only you can stir and activate that godly hope that you said we would obtain by the comfort and promise of the Scriptures. Father, I pray for patience. I pray for strengthening in the inner man. And Lord, that you sovereignly, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will cause the hope that you have given them to be stirred into a brilliant flame, Lord, that nothing the enemy could do, that there would be no circumstance in their present life or any fear of the future that would quench the brilliance of that flame. Lord, I'm asking that you would do this work. Father, I pray that you would comfort and strengthen, provide for the needs that they have in their lives, and Lord, do something in a very personal way to encourage their heart to know that you are answering this prayer, where they will see when they wake up on the morrow with new eyes, with new vision, and they will know that the Spirit of God has done something for them. And Lord, that it is you who will receive the glory for imparting a fresh hope, for stirring faith, and for allowing your beloved to press on and move toward that divine destiny and the fulfillment of the dreams and visions that you've placed in their heart. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for it. Hallelujah. You know, as we're talking about hope, we've been talking about desire. It's really in those areas in our innermost person, our inner man, that we find it is really the very wellspring of creativity. Listen to these passages of Scripture I'm going to share with you. In Mark 9:23, Jesus said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And John 16:24, "Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." Oh, and then this marvelous passage found in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 20. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." My goodness, we can't even think, we can't even ask. He's able to do far greater, far more abundantly, far more powerfully than we could ever possibly comprehend. Another beautiful passage in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 9. "I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him." Hallelujah. The Lord has so much for you, my dear brother, my dear sister. And as I would bring this broadcast to a close, I'd just like to review very quickly the elements that will help you make your dreams a reality. And as I've said before, if at any time you want to rehear or if you've missed a broadcast, just go to the Unveil Christ website. Making your dreams a reality, the first thing of six that I've shared with you is wise stewardship over your present responsibilities. That which you have right now, be faithful over it, and then God will promote you. Promotion comes for the Lord. He said in Matthew 25:21, "If you're faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many." A second very important dimension is to confront and renounce sin and disobedience in your personal life. Let the Holy Spirit show you if there's any areas that need attention and repentance. Thirdly, be confident in your faith. You have all the faith you need. As I'm so fond of saying, God is not unjust, and whatever you're facing right now, you might not have faith to face what your brother or sister are facing, but for what you have to face, he's given you the faith to see you through to the other side. And also to seek to obtain and to possess the mind of Christ. And there are two major functions of our human minds and the mind of Christ, and that is memory, which can be used in a positive way to replay pictures of the past, of the victories, of when you stepped out in faith, of when God answered prayer, and then to use the imagination to help you create and pre-play, if you will, pictures of things you want to happen in the future. Your imagination can be constructive or destructive. Dreams from God will bring blessings and miracles. And so it's important that you use these tremendous gifts God has given us. And then it's important that we, fifthly, set goals. God is a God of goals, and that's the way we can measure our progress. And then lastly is to have hope, that desire which is accompanied by expectation of and belief in fulfillment. Praise God. There's a final passage of Scripture I'd like to share with you, and it's my prayer for you, beloved, Romans 15 and 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's my prayer for you, and that's God's desire for you. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy and a privilege to minister this message to you, and we'll look to see what the Lord has for us the next time we gather together. But I pray you were blessed and that you will believe God and begin to walk with new confidence into that glorious future that God has prepared just for you. Praise God. The announcer will give our mailing address, my email, and I invite you to write. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.